Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday morning. So as I said yesterday, I get to do these sessions typically the day before, so that we can get the podcast out all around the world in plenty of time. And of course, part of the challenge of that is that I don't necessarily know what's happening the next morning, what we're all going to be waking up to the next morning. And of course, we woke up to one thing this morning, we'll be waking up to something else tomorrow, and perhaps there'll be a little more certainty, but maybe not. And look, I'm conscious that you may well be listening to this in another country. You may well not necessarily be following the political elections here in America. But today's podcast, kind of regardless of that, actually, I think it applies to so many different aspects of our life. And that's this idea of, well, there's a few themes I thought would be useful for today, given just how many people have said they're feeling overwhelmed, feeling anxious. And this idea of sort of, sounds like a big idea to explore in a few minutes, but this idea of sort of collective consciousness. Because there is a feeling, like when big events happen, regardless of whether they're really difficult, sometimes really tragic in nature, or sometimes really inspiring. And, you know, I think back over the years and long time ago, whether it was the death of Princess Diana or the Twin Towers, or it might have been something at the Olympics on a sporting stage, a great act of sort of heroism or courage, inspiration from somewhere around the world. There is a sense that we all experience it together. And certainly if you've been on social media in the last 24, 48 hours, there is a sense that everybody is experiencing something together. Not necessarily in agreement, but still a heightened sense of something going on. And I see that more as a signal, kind of for us to better understand ourselves as individuals and as a way of sort of knowing what we need in any given moment. So in the biggest sense of it, yes, we are all experiencing the same thing. But we're all experiencing the same thing in very different ways. You know, looking through the feeds on social media, there's so many people, oh, this is so stressful. Is it just me? Or I'm feeling so anxious, I can't sleep. Is anyone else feeling like this? As though somehow we're the only ones, perhaps, who might be feeling that way. This is so big. I think everybody, no matter what their political leaning, persuasion, or anything else, everybody feels it to some extent. At the same time, we are all experiencing it in our own unique way. Some people seem to be really resilient to this kind of information. For some of us, it's a complete overload. It's too much. For others, they're able to just watch the news and then go to bed and go to sleep, and it's not a big deal. Other people aren't able to sleep at all. Some people feel very anxious and stressed. Some people are going about their daily lives. So clearly each of us are different, and it requires a different approach. So I'd really recommend that you explore, examine, and experiment for yourself, with yourself. You probably already know the things that exacerbate those feelings of stress in your body and in your mind. You probably already know the things that help limit those things. Maybe it's the environment. Maybe it's stepping out of your house, away from the TV, away from your phone. Actually getting outside, being around, ideally, nature. Reminding yourself of how it feels to be in your body, away from that information, that constant flow of information. Maybe it's the conversations that you're having in your life. It's really tempting when we feel overwhelmed ourselves to look to those around us to find people with similar ideas, common themes, to sort of almost reassure our own thinking, our own opinions, our own beliefs. On the one hand, it can be reassuring and it can be helpful. On the other hand, it tends to sort of fan the flames It just sort of keeps the thoughts alive. So maybe thinking of how you can do that in a way that's helpful and not harmful. And then just maybe considering your own makeup, your own character. We're all different. We have different conditioning. Some people are naturally more prone to feeling anxious or stressed. And if you're one of those people, maybe, just maybe, consider stepping away from all of it, if you're able to. It's not that the situation is going to go away, but it may mean that it allows the thoughts in the mind to slow down, that it allows the feelings in the body to subside, and you find a greater sense of peace in yourself. This is going to be a tricky few days, a tricky few weeks, and arguably, depending on what side of the political spectrum you sit, it's probably going to be a very challenging few years ahead. So it's really important that we take the time to understand what we need as individuals, even though we're going through this together as a nation, arguably as a world. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.